Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Who got it? It's time for episode 686 of Who Charted, the show where comedians discuss the top 5 songs and movies of the week. Congratulations, you have reached checkpoint Patrick, as in St. Patrick's, on your way to summer 2024. I'm your host, H. Michael Cray, a.k.a. Chart Linklater, Howard Kramer, and with me as always, Brett Peter BPM Morris, a.k.a. Starred.
What's up,
Starred?
Happy, did you watch the Oscars? We also reached Checkpoint.
Oh, yeah, we passed Checkpoint Trophy. I did not see it. The daylight savings caught me unaware. And I was like, those Oscars are probably starting up right about now. And I turned it on and they were already doing like best male actor, best picture. So I felt good, great. Like I dodged a bullet. You know, but I've seen some of the highlights.
It was weird this year. They did this thing before. I had never seen it before. Before each major award, where the person presenting it went around to every nominee. It felt very much like group therapy or something, and they gave them a very profound compliment.
And stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was so strange.
Can I tell you who I saw that with in particular? They would talk about best actor. Yeah. And someone started saying, Bradley Cooper,
yeah,
you are such a Renaissance man.
Yeah.
And when they cut to him, he was buying every single word of it, 100%.
Like, oh,
he
yeah.
He was just like, yeah, like, I am. Like, yeah, I've directed
so
and
weird.
I've acted. So I'm a Renaissance man, though.
It was like making sure everyone felt safe and protected and honored, even if they didn't win the award. It was like,
yeah, you're
they
still
were
so
treated honored. Like war heroes.
Yeah.
Classic yeah, snowflake like, shit. Classic Hollywood libtard snowflake
she's already
shit.
On it.
Here comes the Maverick breaking format. Why don't we accommodate her? Ladies and gentlemen, not here she comes. She's already here. You know her from Griftors, Kiss My Grifts, and her Substack, and the other thing. There you go. And here she is right now. Give it up for Megan Beth Keister.
Has it ever occurred to you that some people might listen to Who Charted and not Griftors because they dislike me personally? And so every time you have me on Who Charted, it's pissing somebody off.
Well, now it is. they were lurking undercover. Now that you've called them out, they're even doubly angry.
I mean, I love my haters. They keep me.
No,
they keep me. Humble.
I don't know. I'm also addressing. Maybe there's people who don't listen to this because they only like you on Griftors.
Mm.
So maybe they're only over here this week just to hear what you might bring.
Fair point.
So or they hate
everybody
or they,
from all tribes.
Or they hate
all
me.
Walks of life.
And so to get the two of you without me, you got to go to Griftors. We need like a combination.
They
got to
be pretty fucking dark-hearted to not like you, Stard.
Oh, there you go. Stard's likable.
Is this the compliment circle?
Is this
the Oscars?
What's that?
I said, is this the Oscars? Is this the compliment time?
Star, you are a renaissance man.
You are unparalleled. Yeah.
You are
in
a
the
bright,
field.
Shining hero to the entire nation.
You not only house a dog, but also a tortoise.
A tortoise.
You are a renaissance pet owner.
He contains multitudes when it comes to pet ownership.
That's right.
Hell yeah. They say all that. Hey, but welcome back to the program, Megan. It's so good to see you. It's so good to see you at your home from a different angle.
Yeah, what's that like?
Zoom. It's pretty different. It looks like I've never been there. It looks like you're in a penthouse in New York and Fran Lebowitz lives next door. I mean, it's just, you could be anywhere. You don't, it doesn't look like someplace I've been.
I mean, in fairness, I can't be anywhere because I'm in a rent-controlled apartment, so I'm going to be in it until I die. You know what I'm saying?
There you go. I love it. Bringing up the class tension right at the head of the show.
I'm going to have to drag my body out of this one-bedroom crumbling apartment.
No, I could see you ascending out of there with all the deals you make and stuff like that. I mean, you have impressed me. I don't know if you guys remember a few years ago when she first came on the show, we first started talking about this stuff. Since then, I've seen her do things that would shock and amaze.
I can only imagine.
I got a Suicide Girls DVD out the door this morning.
Yeah, congrats on that. Start.
Brand new, sealed.
What's the margin on that?
Well, I paid nothing for it.
Paid nothing.
Oh, okay, wow, 100%.
Last week I responded to a Craigslist free ad that said, all it said was that there was Suicide Girls merch. Okay. And I said, my time's worthless, let's go. And I show up and it's just the mansion of the man that ran Suicide Girls and he had just abandoned everything in it.
Holy shit.
So they didn't even, usually in this case, Starred, you know, the estate sale comes in and sells off all the stuff.
Yes.
This was such a quick rush job that even the realtors are just going like, take whatever you want.
Yeah.
Wow, a heist.
Yeah.
We call it a legal ransack over there on Griftors. So someone's just allowing you into their house to do what you would do if you were a burglar.
Wow. I just recently discovered some of those online, like the online auction world.
Mm-hmm.
And she's all
it
over
was,
that.
It
oh,
was
I'm all over that.
Actually almost overwhelming to me. Like, I don't think I have the internal drive that you do to dive into this
I'm
kind
the
of
same
thing.
Way.
But
I
the mean, auction, that seeing the amount of items and steals in this auction actually excited me.
Yeah.
So I'm like, maybe I should get into this.
Merely yesterday, I was going through an auction that had, I believe, 2,500 things listed in it.
Oh, my.
And about one third of the way, as I'm clicking through, I'm thinking, is this necessary? You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, it's too much.
But then if the alternative's getting, you know, a job in the straight world, yes, it is necessary.
In the Matrix.
So then you learn to focus on different areas, right? Like you're not looking at every item. You're just looking at...
I'm scanning.
Scanning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Although I will say I exercised enormous self-restraint. In this auction, they were also selling more medication that had sudafrin in it. And sudafrin is the stuff that they make methamphetamine
Sudafed?
Out of. Yeah.
Yeah.
I purchased some unwittingly once, sold it all immediately, went back to get more. And then it was approximately one day after I had bought $600 more of generic Sudafed that I got popped on eBay for selling a federally controlled substance.
Shit, this is exciting stuff.
That's amazing.
So now my garage is full
basically
of
meth
pornography dealer. And the stuff they make meth out of.
I told you to move that car out of there. She had her car in there forever. I'm like, you could store so much merch in there.
And thank God for you, Kramer, because if not, then my living room would be full of crates of pornography and off-brand Sudafed.
It's like a
she goes out to the valley and brings back contraband and stores it.
Well, shall we take the discussion through the music charts?
Let's do that.
But first, we got to hear the history of music. Recorded music.
Music. We used to play LPs. Eight tracks. cassettes and CDs. Now we download and we stream. What's next? NFTs. Tunes.
I like the new British versions, the bloke.
Yeah, I'm putting
version.
In some English stuff. By the way, I was talking about that English talk rap over on Drop Date Duel. Mm-hmm. And I did get a letter that they want that expanded into a Preem stream with Starred, where we go into some of the history of English talking rap type music.
So like what, Sleaford Mods and shit?
Yeah, exactly.
That type of thing. Mm-hmm. Good call. Mm-hmm. What, do you hang with them too? Is that one of your is that one of your cool celeb friends?
No, Sleaford Mods are not my boys. You might find this impossible to believe, but no, they are not.
If they were San Fran Mods, they would be. She's always driving up to the Bay Area to hang out with some highbrow celeb.
I mean, what, like...
Is that right? You know a lot of...
I know one person who's done anything who lives in San Francisco, and he'll never let me forget it.
Let me guess,
it.
Steve Perry from Journey?
Yes, it's Steve Perry from Journey. No, it's the dude from Metallica.
Wait, what?
That's not true. That's not true at all. That's not, I don't know any of them.
Yeah, well, you know it's not true when she has to say the dude.
The dude from Metallica.
Yeah, that's because for some reason, my mind did not immediately think of James Hetfield or Lars,
Johnson.
Johnson.
Yeah.
Lars Johnson.
Something Trujillo. What's it?
Rob Trujillo. He's from Venice Beach.
You don't have
Beach.
To name all of them now. Okay.
Or, what's the one that rides horses?
Yeah, we got it.
There's the one that rides horse. Kirk.
There's Kirk Gibson.
Mm.
Yep. You're not going to get Kirkland. Into former members.
Well, I don't know. I don't know Dave Mustaine.
Is Kirk short for Kirkland? Like Costco, the Costco brand?
That's a great question. If only there was some sort of Wikipedia where we could look this up.
Do you look at Costco as like a sellout play? Like, do you look at them as like the establishment? Like that?
Those
savings are
Costco.
Bullshit. Or,
no,
I love,
they're not,
okay.
Dude. They're not. Some of their prices, you can't find.
You cannot find that.
You cannot find a better raw almond price anywhere on earth unless you're standing under the tree. Okay.
Yeah.
Straight up, dude. In Costco, they treat their employees ethically.
Yeah.
I got no beef with Costco.
You can feed
I
a
love
family of five for like under $10 at the hot dog stand.
They still got that hot dog popping. That pizza. Ooh, baby, that's two meals with the amount of cheese they put on that shit.
You guys are decadent.
No notes, dude. I wish I was at Costco right now, to be completely honest.
Costco is your Nordstrom.
I think I went through the story, but I had a flat tire a couple weeks ago and I had to spend the entire day at the Glendale Costco.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just had to make that whole place like my village for the day. I was just like walking around and dropping in Best Buy and Costco and all that. But it felt like a whole like community of people. Like there was There was a guy and his little boy, and he was playing accordion. I thought I was in.
I've seen the accordion guy before.
Yeah. I thought I was in Paris or something.
It makes me feel like I'm in fucking Europe.
Oh, yeah. There's just. Yeah.
The Mountain View Costco is nothing like that. The one I grew up
with. It's like there's people and energy. It's like Paris in the 20s. There's costumed characters and people going by.
It's a salon. Yeah. Basically.
It's a salon.
A salon, yeah. Do they have outdoor cafes inside Costco where you can just sit and watch the people walk by?
Dude, they had, I will say I was blown away. They had a full, I always see a product in there that I didn't know they had. Mm. They always seem to up the ante every time. They had like a full-blown gazebo that you can buy. Wow. And I don't know, what would you expect a gazebo to cost? I mean, this is a huge, nice...
We talking wood or are we talking metal? What are we talking?
Wood? I think it was wood.
Well, what materials?
I'm going to say $299.
Hundreds? No
299?
No way.
No? Yeah,
no, this was like two grand.
That's what I was going to guess. My guess, I wasn't allowed to guess, let that be noted, but my guess was going to be 2,000.
Your reaction told me everything I needed to know.
There you go.
That you would be pretty accurate.
I'll tell you what, though, if you buy that $2,000 gazebo and you're not fully delighted, you can return that shit.
You can return it fucking 5 years later.
Mm-hmm. Did you know that you can return a Costco membership to Costco?
That's insane.
Yep. They're
Wait,
nuts.
So then the whole time you've had the membership, it didn't cost you anything?
Well, that theoretically, and I don't do this because I respect Costco, but theoretically, you could buy a yearly membership and on the 364th day, go back and say, I'm not satisfied with my membership. I want that, my money back.
Wow.
The wildest return I've heard, my friend who's a real scoundrel, but he returned a mattress to Costco like three or 4 years later. After just fully using this thing, and his line when he took it back was, just didn't work out.
I returned a dead tree to Costco once because who could say if I was the reason the tree died or they were, you know what
wow,
I mean?
Wow. Wait, so you just, what? You just bring back like a pot?
Yeah. With like with the husk
there
of
was
the,
a tree
the pole coming out of it.
Like I was so good to this tree. It was unbelievable. It died. It's your fault.
Yep.
Show me a defective tree.
And I'll tell you what, when I was returning it, what did I see somebody else return? Half a fucking watermelon, dude.
No way.
One half of one watermelon. I am not, my hand to God's ears.
Are they still like that? Like they still do, they still have that policy?
Oh yeah. If you're not fully delighted.
Man, this could be a podcast, just Costco stories.
maybe I need to be like Kramer and start 800 different podcasts.
Anything that you started that branched off of the idea of grift or that type of thing, I would throw an injunction at you so fast.
Injunction.
I would. You. Yeah. Wouldn't be good for you. Wouldn't be good for you.
All right. Yeah. No charts. No grifts.
Yeah. Exactly.
No worries.
But you, she is an interesting lady, a Renaissance lady, a female Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
She has so many things going on. And we're going to discuss more of those as we head now into the music chart.
Oh, yes. Here we go. So this is the top five global hits on Apple.
Oh, right on. Now, so there might be as a Megan global will tell flare. You, it's a global deal. It's a global conspiracy.
We're globalists on here.
What do you mean? Like it's a psyop? What do you mean by conspiracy?
Well, you know what I mean? Costco, they're getting their products from overseas. They're ethical.
Because America doesn't make anything anymore.
That type of thing. There you go.
Go off. Okay. All right. Coming in at number five.
Number five.
Ariana Grande with The Boy Is Mine. This is the cover?
Sounds like it. Sounds like it will be the cover.
How can it be you and me? My people to be can't unsee.
Who can tell?
Yeah.
You know, she's like, remember the Muppet Babies? She's just a J-Lo baby now. She comes out with her, like, it's not even really a song. She's just kind of doing two notes. Intervals, they don't really go anywhere. This to me is worse than autotune. We got to stop.
I hear you.
It kind of, it sounds AI generated.
I'm trying to get riled up like Megan.
Not to be like that dude, but I wonder if she can even trace back that song. Like,
if she remembers the original
source of it, which was
Brandy
Paul McCartney.
Monica. Oh.
No, it was actually McCartney and Michael Jackson. The Girl Is Mine.
Right.
Brandy and Monica did The Boy Is Mine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Ariana's covering that. So it's just.
I don't think she is covering it. I think it's an original song about how she's in love with that guy that looks like a grown baby.
Who's that?
Oh, yeah. That guy.
Her boyfriend, that creepy guy? Looking. Yeah. That creepy looking Broadway
guy. What is
guy?
He?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a. Is he a singer or like a performer?
He's like
actor?
A Broadway guy, I think. Yeah. He's the most. Who does he look like? You just would not expect him to be Ariana Grande's boyfriend.
He must have a slamming personality. That's all I got to say.
He's probably just in the opposite of direction of Pete Davidson and Mac Miller. She's just going with the safe guy.
Right, right. Normo. Open Normo style.
Like J-Lo, her predecessor, who went off with Ben Affleck after she'd been with Mark Anthony, after she'd been with Ben Affleck.
Mm-hmm.
And thinks that it's the greatest love story never told.
Did you guys watch that, by the way?
I watched it with the sound off one time, hoping to enjoy it, and I couldn't even enjoy it.
Watch what? You were describing
J-Lo has like two different 1 hour movies.
Self-funded.
One is just like the story of the musical story of her love with Ben Affleck. And then the other one is the making of how hard it is for her to self-fund and tell the story of her love with Ben Affleck. It's so tedious.
That sounds like actual torture to me. If you ever wanted to send me to hell.
I didn't realize it was two different ones. You know what? It was just like.
Right. How is that
another
two?
One? Yeah.
Yeah. I think she's a grift. I think she's a bit of a grift. We've all been grifted a little bit.
She is.
With J-Lo.
There's like the picture, you know, it's like a still picture to try to get you to click on it to watch it. Mm. And yeah. I'm just like, that's the highlight of the whole thing. Her face is pretty. That's it. There's nothing else.
Oh, wait. Oh, man. If we ever host SNL, we're fucked.
Oh, no.
This is what gets you in trouble.
You don't remember that?
Io Adeboree, she got in trouble because she hosted SNL and she talked shit about J-Lo on.
Oh, I see. Yeah, you go back on when the guest is. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm not too worried about that.
Yeah.
Be crazy.
I think you'll be able to stand by it.
I think the best thing I'll ever be able to host is Mad TV. So I'm good. They're going to bring back Mad TV to let me host it.
Hell yeah. All right. Coming in at number four.
Number four.
This is the best artist name. Creepy Nuts. Bling.
Wait. One word
real.
Or two? No, two
words.
Words.
Creepy Nuts.
And is it nuts with an S or with a Z?
It's standard
just
nuts.
Just nuts.
Yeah. It's just.
Hold on a second.
Creepy
What's
nuts.
That weird thing you just did?
With a Z?
Is there an English version of Z?
I think it's just fun.
A little bit.
It's fun.
I've never heard you do that.
You say H?
I don't. But saying Z instead of like Z, H. That adds a little flair to, you know, talking. What's wrong with adding a little flair to talking, man?
Do you say the perfect pronunciation of Spanish and Portuguese words, too, when you get in there? Are you going to give that to us across all languages or just English?
Just English, wow. My native.
Impressive. This is what we do on Griff Tours Gang, Spirited Debate.
So, all right.
Creepy song, Nuts.
The Creepy Nuts with Bling Bang Bang Born.
Hmm.
Sounds like a cereal.
It's just Crazy Frog.
It's the disclaimer at the end of a pharmaceutical commercial.
Oh, wow.
This slaps, dude.
Yeah. This is how much fun the rest of the world is having.
Man, it sucks
while
to
we're
be American,
in an election
dude.
Year.
Fuck. I hate it here.
Yeah.
I could be listening to Creepy Nuts in a socialist paradise.
I know. We could be listening to Creepy Nuts.
Wait, what country are they from?
Who cares? This is, to me, this
what country is that from?
It sounds like they're speaking Korean, aren't they?
I thought it sounded African or something.
Let's speculate. No, this is a Japanese hip-hop duo.
Oh, okay.
Man, they're doing great over there.
Oof.
If they're listening to Creepy Nuts.
They're cranking the BPMs up there. I like it.
I love it. That's great. All right, coming in at number three.
Number three.
Benson Boone with Beautiful Things, Back to America.
Like Beautiful Things, parentheses, Back to
America. No, that's my commentary.
Oh.
Yeah, see, this is what we're going through.
We're not over this shit. We're not done with this fucking white soul shit. This sucks, man.
Import creepy nuts.
Justice for creepy nuts, dude.
They should switch names.
Yeah.
This guy's creepy nuts.
This guy sounds like creepy nuts. All right.
Yeah, that's yeah. It's not the greatest genre of modern times.
No.
That stuff.
That song is exactly 3 minutes and zero seconds. Yeah.
Man, AI has got it down.
Yeah, I know. Seriously, AI is not even trying to fool us anymore. All right, coming in at number two.
Number two.
Kanye West, Ty Dolla $ign, Rich the Kid with Carnival.
Totally unaware that Kanye West was still on the music charts. I thought he was just waiting to do the county fair circuit.
No, this is the return.
Wow.
But we talked on Grift Horse about his $20 sale, which is still going strong. Like every product on his website is just $20.
Really?
Right. He's had a full-on fire sale over
there. That's insane.
It's hilarious. But I don't know. I mean, a lot of times you used to listen to his music. Is there some kind of message in there? And now when I listen, I just go, well, what message is there going to be that is going to drown out that last message? You
Yeah.
Like
absolutely nothing he can say at this point.
Not interested, really.
No, it's too stupid.
At this point.
Speaking of $20 merch, did you pick up any of those golden Trump shoes? Are you slanging those?
You know, I don't have a garage full of golden Trump shoes yet.
Did you see that?
But give me 2 years.
Did you see they were predicted on The Simpsons like 30 years ago?
Oh, yeah, of course. They just predict everything. Like
these gold laminated sneakers from Trump.
Great to me, stuff. That's almost the smartest thing he's ever done.
Smarter than the NFTs?
Yeah. Yeah.
Smarter than the stakes?
It is a little bit. You have to admit, like the golden shoe, like they just had they had that sort of, you just knew that they would fly off the shelves for his market.
I'm going to go on eBay right now and see if anyone has any listed.
Oh, yeah.
Just look up good. Trump shoes, I guess.
Trump sneakers.
Yeah.
Trump. Oh, yeah. I guess because if you look up Trump sneakers or shoes, it would be Ivanka's. Oh, wow. How much did these retail for?
I think they were $399, right?
$399, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then, all right. Yes, we got one $380, one $402.
Sold.
$330. No, these are ones that are like listed right now. Let me go to sold. Okay, somebody sold one for $1,000.
Wow.
$859.
It's probably Trump. Trump probably bought it to make it look like people want them.
Yeah. There's a lot. Like how Scientology buys all their own books. So it makes it look like they're bestsellers. Like
yeah. It's like all the Ann Coulter books. That's what they do.
There's a bunch of knockoffs.
We should start
selling
our own, like make our own Scientology books.
Yeah.
I don't know that there's really a market for them other than purchased by the Church of Scientology.
Yeah, they'll buy them.
Itself.
That's what I'm saying. They'll buy them up.
Oh, we sell them
like
straight.
People want them.
So you're saying we should start doing business with the Church of Scientology.
I
what
love
could
it.
Go
this
wrong?
Is
the
fool. I'm this saying is we self-publish books about Scientology, like different fictions and different new stories, and then the church buy them.
I love that this is the guy who wrote the album Scientology. And he's not even remembering. We already have a full-on product line we could be shipping.
Yeah, but I mean, Scientology is a separate religion. It isn't actual Scientology.
I think it could make a good book. That's all I'm saying.
I'd love to. Let's do it. I was asked that recently. What would I write a book about? And there was an attempt a few years ago to write a Have a Summer book with a listener and a talented author in her own right.
Oh, that'd be fantastic. It could be like a pop-up book too. You get palm trees sticking out.
Yeah. It didn't go as far as it could, probably my fault, but we'll see. Maybe it'll be rekindled in the future.
Maybe you should check your email.
I hear what you did.
Oh, now she's coming at me.
Maybe you should check your email once per fiscal quarter, dude.
Maybe you should figure out
I bet Random House is emailing you right now, dude, and you just haven't fucking seen it.
And yet I'm the one who knows what day we tape our own show.
Listen, okay, I had a headache yesterday.
Week to week to week.
I had a long day.
We've done 245 of those. She still doesn't know day it is that we tape.
But hold on, I will add this. Howard, the reason you know what day it is probably is not in your email. It is on a physical piece of paper.
Yes.
Probably a loose piece of paper
I'm like Jay-Z. It's in my head. It's in my head.
You freestyle it every week.
Megan, tell them what time I show up each time for the taping.
Noon, exactly. On the dot. And if he doesn't show up at on the dot, he'll tell me.
Yeah, I text ahead of time. I'm the most prompt person. I mean, come on.
You took us through your system one time.
Anyone as prompt as me.
I respect it. You took us through your red alert system.
Yeah, I got a red alert system.
Have you heard this?
No.
Megan?
It's when you gotta be somewhere.
Yeah.
20 minutes before you need to be out the door, you need to go red zone. To where there's nothing else. You drop the emails. You drop the I'm reading a book. You drop I'm watching a movie. It's red zone. There's nothing else.
So you just 20
minutes
focus.
Is quite a long amount of time to be doing nothing.
It's not you're doing nothing, you fool. You're preparing to leave.
I'm sorry. God. Do you put each individual key in like a different corner of your apartment? Why does it take 20 fucking minutes to get ready to leave?
And yet the few times you've come to Dragon Manor, and don't bring up that you're not allowed inside, but the few times you've come here, you haven't been on time.
That's
and yet you're disparaging the right. system.
That's not true.
That
it's
provides me being at your place exactly on time twice a week, every week.
Fake news. Fake
for
news.
Hundreds of weeks.
Fake oh fucking news. You Can know I pride myself on my punctuality.
You know what? You guys keep rolling. In 12 minutes, I'll be down at Megan's house. I'm going to come on that camera and I'm going to strangle. I'm going to strangle so and the real. Cat will approve of it. The cat will approve of it.
All right. Coming in at number one.
Number one.
Ariana Grande again with
We
Can't Be Friends. Wait for Your Love.
This is about her and the big-headed guy?
I think it's about her and the ex-wife of the big-headed guy, maybe.
Okay.
How could you ever even try?
See, the melodies go nowhere.
I don't want to tiptoe, but I don't want to hide.
You know what I'm saying? It's like that lemon water in the hotel lobby. Just not much going on there. I think they put shock collars on her and J-Lo in the studio, and they're scared to sing more than three notes. You know what I'm saying? They're like gun shy to do a run or something.
I know. I hear a lot
of my mic's out.
I hear a lot of Mariah Carey, Whitney Houston.
Those standard ass pop runs.
Yes. I don't know. Creepy Nuts wins that by a landslide.
Creepy Nuts takes the win.
And that was the only genuine global entry in there. So, you know.
Shout out to Creepy Nuts breaking through.
Look across the pond. Go to Japan.
That was our music chart. We're excited that what the world is bringing to the table. We'll see if they can get involved in the movie chart as well. We'll be right back with the movie chart.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
My name is H. Michael Cray, and I'm here with our guest,
Megan Beth Keister.
And
Brett.
And this is the movie chart. Movies, they used to be too silent. Nowadays, they're too loud and violent. For most of them, I am not a client. People on the big screen are giant. Movies. I did a self-edit on that one.
I appreciate it. For all the new listeners, you don't want to, you know.
Right on. Welcome in, new listeners. Fresh blood. Enjoy the 680 episodes in our cache over there.
Yeah, not that doesn't even count all the two charteds and the preem streams.
And the preem streams.
So we're probably in the 800s or something.
800. If you're in a tunnel in New York City, wherever you are, you can enjoy.
If you're trapped in a cave with all of your coworkers and you have access to an iPod, enjoy.
There you go.
All right. Here is what are at the top of the movie charts. Coming in at number five.
Number five.
Bob Marley dropping down to number five with One Love.
You see, reggae music come for unify the people.
Not everyone likes what you're saying. For your own safety, you need to stop.
Is that like a machine gun scene?
Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that thing. Cause every little thing gonna be alright.
I love when your dad says, "Don't worry," while he's smoking a joint
while he's driving the car.
While he's driving.
While you're sitting in the back
and he's looking in the back. Yeah.
Without a car seatbelt on.
You could grow up and go, my dad was the coolest. Or you could grow up and go, my dad was insane.
I mean, honestly, though, being one of Bob Marley's children is a license to fucking print money. He had 8 million kids and they've all been eating lunch on who their dad is for the past 400 years. I wish my fucking dad did anything of note. You know what
Are
I mean?
You thanking right there? Is that a veiled thanks to Rick Rubin for not having kids?
I would never thank Rick Rubin anything.
You should. You're not thanking him for Def Jam Records?
If it wasn't him, it'd be somebody else. He's just.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. He pioneered that.
How did this
he
go?
He didn't just pick that up from somebody else.
Pioneered that. He pioneered finding talented people to record.
He brought the heavy metal guitars into hip hop at that time. Hadn't been done yet.
Oh, you know, we all love rap rock. Thank you for bringing rap rock.
I'm sorry,
into
but
the world.
there is heavy guitars involved with Beastie Boys, LL Cool J, Run DMC, and Public Enemy. He's not responsible for any production on that, though.
He didn't do the Run DMC one, right?
Run DMC is Def Jam. They were on Profile Records before him, and they had rock on there, maybe on Rockbox. I don't know if he did Rockbox, but he was involved.
Crazy. All right, coming in at number four.
Number four.
Cabrini.
What?
I don't know.
Cabrini Green is in Chicago. I know that because it is the birthplace and home area of Mr. T, Cabrini Green.
When Italian immigrant Francesca Cabrini steps foot in America in 1889, she's greeted by disease, crime, impoverished children living in New York slums.
Whoa, okay. This is New York.
Our New York is being threatened by a wave of brown skin filth.
They just keep coming.
Jesus.
We gotta ship them all back.
We have to show America we are all people of dignity.
Wow. I guess it's about the anti-Italian wave in America.
It's about the Italian immigration.
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, listen, New York City, one of the main things it's known for is the pizza. And that's not happening without the Italians.
Yeah, that's right.
Megan, you might say that it would have happened without the Italians, the way you say that the Def Jam would have happened without
Rick Rubin. I mean, when it comes to the pizza, it's the water, is it not?
Yeah.
And water.
That's what they say.
You know, water's everybody's, man.
But it's the Italians who brought the water. They brought over a cooler of that water, and then they grew that water here.
They grew the water, he said.
They grew the water.
They grew the water. Okay. They brought the water to America.
I hope there's a scene in this movie of just a like unveiling of the pizza and just somebody like feeding somebody a pizza slice and it just changing the whole world.
Whoa, the pizza. I just read that it was about 1780 or a little bit after is what the first time that broccoli was grown in America. So how about that? During the whole Revolutionary War, all that stuff, there had been no broccoli. If you thought of broccoli as something that they ate to fuel themselves to fight the British.
Yeah, you'd be fucking wrong.
Yep, we're pre-broccoli.
Wow.
Pre-broccoli. And you know, pizza doesn't even go that far back because they didn't have tomatoes until the New World shipped them over.
They didn't have, Italy did not have tomatoes.
That's right.
Unbelievable stuff. What else are they lying to us about? You know what I mean?
Utensils. I bet they had the spork a lot earlier than we thought.
Yeah, I would think so. If you only can carry so much, why have multiple utensils? Go one utensil.
All right, coming in at number three.
Number three.
Imaginary. I have no idea what this is.
Is it a movie for babies?
Hey, kids. Do you want a friend who will never leave your side? Introducing
Blumhouse.
Chauncey the Bear. He'll never leave you. Never, ever.
It's nice to see you again, Alice. Jessica told me you've been spending time with a new friend.
He doesn't want me to talk to you.
They've got a lot of doll movies, right?
I was going to say, this is just Megan.
Did they do Megan?
With a doll, I think.
With a teddy bear?
This is from the same production company that did Megan. So I guess they're just, I guess they're plagiarizing themselves?
It taps into the innocence of imaginary friends.
Megan with a teddy bear.
Hmm.
They're really dressing this up like it's a brand new concept.
They must have a twist.
It must. Simply must. Hey,
well, we'll take a look.
You know, like the Oscars feel so self-congratulatory and like they shouldn't really matter to anyone else like outside of the industry.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking like while watching it, I feel like the Oscars should be like live talent contest. Like the people should have to perform their talents on the stage right there. And then, you know, you win. So then it's like a sport, like a merit-based. It's an actual contest at that point.
I mean, the crowd is full of casting directors.
Yeah, they have to cast someone on the spot. They got, like, you got to build a production set.
Like, if you just won like best, model. If you want to win best director, you've got to actually.
Yeah.
You got to go
up there and put your hands in a rectangle.
Because otherwise it's like you're just hearing these compliments. But if you're not really that well versed in the craft, you don't know what they're talking about. I want to see them actually direct something.
Yeah, see them do it live right now.
I think it's got something.
Getting nominated is just your ticket, like the golden ticket to the chocolate factory. You don't win unless you can prove it once you're there.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. I would love to see all the directors like in a line and have to take turns directing someone. Coming in at number three, or number two. Dune, part two.
It's only fragments. Nothing's clear. You've been fighting the Harkonnens for decades.
Oh, the Harkonnens, goddamn. Whoa.
My family's been fighting them for centuries.
Your blood comes from dukes.
The Harkonnens are cool in this.
Here, we're equal.
Hey, I have a serious question.
Yeah.
How is this different from Star Wars just in concept? Is this...
You know what the crazy thing is?
Fighting an evil empire? Like, what is the difference?
The crazy thing is, for me, I just finally watched Dune Part 1. And I don't know. I think you would think, because this is based off a book that came out way before and it feels like more heavy or something, that it would be that different from Star Wars. But it actually was. I don't think it was. I don't think it.
Yeah, that's my question. Like, is there anything that differentiates this?
I think just the general aesthetic is different.
How so?
I mean,
oh, you mean kinda, it's not like a cereal? It's not like a
rock? It's not like a fun, pulpy thing. It's like the angles and the weird shots. It's more surreal or something.
Oh, okay.
There's more. It's just a different look. It's like a different sheen on Star Wars.
It's like twisted Star Wars.
But I liked it in the fact that it wasn't
sick and twisted Star Wars.
Yeah, sick and twisted Star Wars. It wasn't as complicated as I thought it was going to go, which was kind of refreshing to me. I was like, oh, this is an easy story to follow along. You got the Empire, you got the good guys and bad guys.
Who would have thought the movie they spent $8 billion on would be easy for everybody to follow?
Yeah.
We want to confuse everyone, including Americans. That's what the first one did. They learned their lesson.
Harry Potter confuses me.
With Sting.
You could get confused by Lord of the Rings and all that stuff. I don't know. It felt like it was going to be too much lore, like Game of Thrones type of stuff. Which I still like, but it's a lot simpler than that. Worms. That's all you need to know. There's sandworms.
I've heard tell of the worms.
All right, coming in at number one.
Number one.
Kung Fu Panda 4.
God, it's just one. So bleak.
Oh, wait, that's not right.
It is time to take the next step on your journey.
I'm not going to be the dragon warrior anymore.
You will advance to spiritual leader of the Valley of Peace.
Inner peace.
This is already more complicated than Dune.
Dinner, please. Dinner with peas in a sesame soy glaze. This is not working at all.
Tai Lung, big fan.
God damn it. I'm so glad I'm sterilized, man. I'm not gonna watch shit like that ever in my whole fucking life, man.
Ties up all those questions you had after the first three.
Mm-hmm.
Bourdain's gone, but the panda's still cooking. They, you know what I mean? They take away a guy that we lose a guy that knew how to cook, and then they just give you a panda.
Makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for explaining.
The logic is sound.
I go, who's cooking in the culture now? It's like, you know what I mean? I don't see Jamie Oliver anymore. It's just this panda. He follows the rules, like Cat Williams says.
Is this a culinary movie or something?
Doesn't the Kung Fu Panda like carry all those dishes around? And at the one that
I don't even know.
The one that I saw, he was like cleaning up for an old man that was making food. And he had like a cart of food. Maybe
Did
that's
you watch
not what
it
he's
with
been
the sound off?
Yeah, that's with the sound off, pants off, sound off.
Red zone.
Yeah, I got red zone. Well, I got to be at Megan's in 20. I got to go.
Do you have like an alarm set for red zone, or do you, or like, do you consciously say, oh, it's red zone?
Red zone. Yeah, I just consciously say it. But I've done that so much now that I don't even really have to consciously do it. It's like, yeah, it's in me. But I mean, I live for years like most people where it's like, oh, I got to be there in 12 minutes. Let me wait. Let me finish this.
Yeah.
And then, okay. And then, oh, wait a second. I got the text. Hang on.
So it really changed it for you.
Yeah.
That's great. Red zone theory.
Tweak it. Techniques. You can do it. You can make it happen.
This could be in the Somatology book.
Yeah, you want to get to the beach on time? Here's how you do it. Summer red zone, like summer redstone. Oh, my God.
Summer redstone.
Wow, dude.
Oh, my
God. We just saw
Megan,
the light bulb
on the episode where that happened. That's
wow.
Summer redstone. Summer redstone. I mean,
that can be a chapter in the book, summer red zone.
I can tell he's writing it down.
Yeah, I did.
No, this is like an accomplishment of the week for him.
Hey, listen, we got a great, you texted me a great compliment tweet that we got for the song Gay for Poseidon.
Oh, yes.
Someone was saying it just brightened their whole day and everything. And, you know, that song starts the same way with a jot down.
That's true.
And I remember one time I had my micro cassette recorder and I was driving along with my stepmother and all of a sudden I just stopped and I recorded Pelican. And she started laughing at me.
Pelican.
Because she's like, my husband's weird kid is here and he's got a tape recorder and he's got his idea with the word Pelican. And I laughed. I laughed too because I got it. Like, that is a weird thing. But now go to the Somatology album, Pelican Squelch.
Is that what the idea was, Pelican Squelch?
That's the first time that, oh, like Pelican. We got to go Pelican with it.
Wait, hold on. You can't just gloss over that. You're saying that that's a direct line when you were that young for the song Pelican Squelch?
No, I wasn't young. This was around the time.
Oh.
Full-blown
adult.
Yeah, I was
yeah,
well
that changes things, certainly.
Yeah, I was well into adulthood. And
even
I just,
better.
Pelican. We're driving along, and I just go, Pelican.
By the way, I just saw a thing. I was kind of in a YouTube wormhole of, like, Larry David stuff. And they were talking about, like, Seinfeld stories behind the scenes, like where he got the ideas and stuff. Somebody was saying that he had a giant spiral notebook, and throughout his whole life, he would just write down everything, like all those little things. Like he would say, oh, you want to know like where the masturbation pact story came from? Here, I got it in my notebook, like 1982. I jotted it down. Like,
it's like a journal. 4th.
Yeah, he had a journal just full of stuff like Pelican. So you're on to something.
That was What's Going On with the Movies. And we'll be right back with the Hot Picks. The Hot Picks. The Hot Picks. The third chart is the Hot Picks and the countdown's about to start. Let's see who bought a hot pick and let's see who did not. The Hot Picks. The Hot Picks. These are the Hot Picks. We'll see if we did better than the world chart over there. Perhaps we did. Perhaps Rick Rubin will be on our Hot Picks.
Is it too late for me to pick Crazy Nuts?
Creepy Nuts.
Creepy Nuts. I got confused because it sounds like Crazy Frog.
Creepy Nuts.
Creepy Nuts.
Wait till they put out a follow-up single.
Yeah. Coming in at number 5.
Number 5.
This is Howard's first pick, Black Keys, This Is Nowhere. Any disclaimers you want to give? You said you didn't necessarily.
Oh, I've never heard it. I'll tell you after you
never
see
heard it.
I'll tell you why I picked it.
Not a big Black Keys fan, but we'll see. Gonna take a one-way trip to nowhere.
Okay, that's good. All right. So listen to this idea. I don't know if this is possible with AI, but this is okay. You ready?
Yeah.
The Black Keiths. The Black Keiths. You ready?
Okay. Yeah.
Keiths.
Keith Richard and Keith Moon. Duo. The Black Keiths. What would that sound like?
Are they in blackface?
No, it's like the Black Keys.
It was a simpler time, sir.
Oh, my God. We're going that way with it?
No, there is more to the concept. Okay,
No. They're not doing anything crazy like that.
All right.
It's Black Keys, Black Keiths.
I like it.
Imagine that busy-ass drumming with his laid-back, offbeat grooves. And then I guess Keith would be the singer, too, I guess.
It's a good idea.
I'll tell some music fans when I see some. Jeez.
I mean, anything would be better than the Black Keys, yes.
There's a, God, where, I wish I could find it. There was some sort of AI mashup where James Hetfield was singing, like, with someone else. It's just, it was fantastic. To me, it was, like, the best use of AI ever. There's something so funny about the using James Hetfield's voice for songs that have, he has no business on.
Mm-hmm.
Was it him and Juliana Hetfield?
Yeah, it should be. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Hets. The Hets.
Like, this isn't it, but this is an example. Let's see.
What song is that even?
I gotta get to the chorus, you'll recognize it.
Yes.
That's great. Yeah, he doesn't sound right with the covers.
My dumbass still kind of
like
it.
Struggling in a different life where he tried to be a karaoke guy or something like that.
To me, it proves like something just really stupid about my own brain where I still kind of like it. I'm like, oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, he dirtied it up. Yeah, dude, he gave it balls.
Yeah. Yeah. This is what they should have done. All right, coming in at number four.
Number four.
This is my pick. Modern Age with Eyeball to Eyeball. Hey.
Lead singer's a dog, evidently.
Yeah.
I like
the idea.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, it's like 60s, a little psychedelic.
Sounds like 90s doing 60s, like 90s power pop.
Yeah, which is a weak spot.
I'm down with that. By way of.
All right, coming in at number three.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Laid back groove.
Good harmonies. Beatles-esque. All right, this is Megan's pick. Jimmy Buffett and Paul McCartney, as I understand it, with my gummy just kicked in. Wait, all I see are behind the scenes things.
Hold on. I think it made the album.
It didn't make the album?
It did.
Oh, okay. I read about this yesterday. I did not know Paul McCartney featured on a song called My Gummy Just Kicked In. Summer party on the South Shore.
Wine and laughter and a little bit more. From a pretty girl next to me out of the blue.
McCartney's wife.
Came a proclamation only heard by few. Don't know where I'm going. Don't know where I've been. All I know for certain is my gummy just kicked in.
Jimmy Buffett a lot of times does these story songs where he just kind of whips them together, something that just happened to him. This is one of those. But the story goes that he was going out to dinner with Paul McCartney and his wife, and Paul McCartney's wife said something about her gummy just kicked in, and then he said that's a song. And then you think about, well, whether Paul wanted to be involved or not at that point, it's kind of put on the spot.
He's kind of roped in.
But they did get him for, you sent me the text, they get him for this big Hollywood Bowl. Jimmy
at
Buffett.
At the bowl, there's going to be a Jimmy Buffett tribute show, and fucking Paul McCartney and the fucking Eagles are going to be there.
No shit.
Yeah, dude.
They're doing it in a month, in April.
What?
Isn't that insane?
Yeah. I saw Jimmy. I saw Jimmy there when he was alive, which is the ultimate. This one looks good. They got Sheryl Crow. They got a bunch of people. They've got the Coral Reefers band, his backup band. So they'll come out. I imagine sort of be like the Willie thing with just artist after artist.
I
want to
see
versions.
That whole. Let's see. Oh, John Bon Jovi, Jackson Brown, Kenny Chesney. Well, Jack Johnson, he's back. We saw
Jack Johnson's back.
Pitbull.
He's got a condo underneath the bowl. He just pops out.
Yeah, he just pops up barefoot. Shows.
Mr. Worldwide is going to be appearing at the Jimmy Buffett Pitbull. Tribute concert at the Hollywood Bowl.
He's gone country. He's got song with Dolly. Now he's doing...
He seems like he's always sort of like an accessory in someone else's songs, you know? Mm-hmm. All right, coming in at number two.
Number two.
All right, this is my pick. This is, I suppose, a little bit of cheating because it's an old song, but it's newly released. So it's never been, this version of this song has never been heard before, but it kicks ass. This is Thin Lizzy with Mama Nature Said acoustic version. Listen to this. This is just released. So cool.
Just saying, it's murder what you've done. I set you for my brightest world. Now it's nearly gone. The birds and bees been telling me you can't see the forest for the trees. Cover up your lies with sympathies, and I got no solutions to your persecution.
It's great. Voice sounds so good.
So cool, right? Never heard him like that up front.
Yeah, he's all pushed up to the front. Really good.
I like
that
when
song's
like,
not even like in my top 20 of Thin Lizzy songs, but sounded fantastic.
Wow. We get it. You saw Jimmy Buffett when he was alive. You got 19, 20 better Thin Lizzy songs.
I'm name dropping again.
No, I like the sound of one like.
It's not even in my top 23 of perfect Thin Lizzy songs. Go ahead.
I like when like a hard rock band or like nowadays, like unplugged and acoustic versions are so commonplace. Mm-hmm. But that one sounds a bit like you just handed him an acoustic guitar for the first time and he's just playing it. He's just still playing it it's electric.
Yeah.
He's just banging on it.
That's what's up.
It's immediate.
All right.
I recorded St. Vitus up at Earwolf And I just brag about stuff that you did.
Yeah. Right.
I was recording St. Vitus up there, and I went for that same filter combo.
All right. Coming in at number one.
Number one.
Howard's pick, Justice with Incognito.
I picked them because they drop into good grooves like this while I'm talking. Right on, everybody. This is Justice coming to us from France, home of this summer's 2024's Paris Olympics. Mm-hmm. Also, while you're at Jack in the Box, try the new Churro French Toast Sticks. There you go.
Brought to you by Victor Webanyama.
Back to you by Victor Webanyama. Down in San Antonio. Plenty of Jack in the Boxes down there. Don't get caught in the speed trap in Seguin.
This is very cool. Yeah, not in cool. My top maybe 35 Justice songs.
It's in my top 38 songs produced on GarageBand.
So good.
Yeah. It's a good one, yeah. That bodes well for summer, that Justice dropped an album in spring.
Yeah. I was going to say, I noticed, I often just mine the playlist recommendations that are given to me for the hot picks, and sometimes it's slim pickings. And this week I discovered like 5 or 6 hot picks. I feel like good music is starting to drop ahead of summer.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because early in the year, it can be pretty weak. You know, people don't drop their best stuff in like January, February.
You know, daylight savings. Now that the night has expanded, the summer music is coming in.
Yeah.
Megan, so good to see you. Of course, I'll see you again tomorrow. Grift Tours.
Yes.
You're on that every week.
On time.
It's almost like I see you constantly, either on a computer or in my own home.
Gang, imagine if twice a week, someone you had to depend on them and they showed up at the exact minute each and every time.
Are you camped out a little bit, like for 10 minutes outside?
If I'm early, I will park and do some TikToks.
Okay.
But I'm usually right on time.
Nice.
I just sense what I need to do out there on these mean streets. I need to do to get there on time. And I do it.
He does.
Do you provide enough beverages, snacks to satisfy him?
I do. Cigs, matcha, bars if his blood sugar's low.
Which it always seems to be a little
weed.
Bit.
Weed. It's like
Did
a convenience
you hear the pain
store.
In his
for...
beleaguered voice? I mean, that was the perfect line reading for a guy who's been putting up with someone for years. Which he always seems to be. Hey, listen, man. I don't think it's a tough trade-off. If someone was going to show up exactly on time at my house tomorrow, it was not even a thought, and then I chuck them some beverage that I whipped together, then I chuck them a couple smokes. Like, it's really not that tough of a trade-off.
Yeah. Reciprocal.
Mm.
It's worth it for the gold.
Whenever I'm right, the conversation just dies off. when I'm wrong, people are on truth.
Whenever he's right, I start disassociating.
Yeah.
Yeah, people just fade off. We can't tell him he's
right. Well, it's a bit of an existential crisis when you're right, when you like, you realize like, fuck, he just had a good point.
Telling you, man, we say it all the time on the show. History vindicates me. There's some recent examples. We won't go into it. Megan, so good to see you once again. So glad that your Substack is back up and running. Check that out for what amounts to great essays week in and week out.
Thank you so much, Kramer.
Right on. move that blanket off my seat at the couch by tomorrow. And thank you so much. Oh, start. Also, check out Comedy Bang Bang World.
Comedy Bang Bang World, improvforhumans.com. Destroy All Neighbors, the movie. You can rent it on Apple or Amazon, or if you subscribe to Shudder, you already can watch it. It's a lot of fun. I did the whole soundtrack. Check it out.
Sick.
Check that out. Also, check out, Griff Tours, Kiss My Griffs, Drop Date Duel. We had a great one this past week with Bleachers and Judas Priest.
Ooh, Judas Priest. God, I hope won that one.
They won it handily. I can't even pretend.
The new Judas Priest is astounding.
Yeah, it's pounding. And check out all that. And we will see you right here next week on Who Charted.